the Prentice Altum Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
Jennifer Grandstaff joins us here on the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coach's Corner, and I want to assure you, Brian is not mad at you, and that's why I always interview you for some reason. He's not avoiding you, Jennifer. If I had my choices, I'd much rather interview Jennifer than Ben Dotson. Okay.
I can understand
that. And he's leaving. He can't hear me,
Ben,
so that's good.
In.
Yeah. Congratulations last night. Big win, and I did not do the game. Brian did that game last night, but the one thing that I can always see, things are always good when Monica Barrett is hitting some threes.
Yeah, Monica came out and shot the ball really well in the first half. She just came out firing, kind of played us a 2-3 zone, and they lost sight of where she was in the zone. And, we had time to get her the ball, and she had time to get it off before they recovered on her. So when she hit her shots, it was big for us. It was a big momentum boost right at the start of the game.
When you guys shoot well, it seems that victory is, much easier to obtain.
Sure.
Of course, that's true with everybody, but
Right. Particularly
you guys, because at times you do struggle a little bit offensively.
We do.
But I thought against Riverdale, you shot the ball pretty well at times, and a little streaky in some games. But last night, it seemed like it was there all game.
First half, we shot 54%. That kind of really set the tone for us. Jumped out big on them, shot the ball well. Second half, shot 46%. So throughout the course of the game, we shot it really well. We shot it decent at Riverdale, against Riverdale, not great. I think we ended up with about 38% when we played Riverdale. So, this postseason, we started to shoot the ball much better. We had that little lull towards the end of our district run where, we weren't shooting the basketball real well and just weren't playing really good. And we've kind of fought through that and turned a corner and just been playing a lot better.
You mentioned that lull, and there was some concern there for a little bit. You kind of put yourself in the behind the eight hole there in terms of the trying to get back to where you were. And teams go through that, though, throughout the season. And,
they do.
And you picked a good time, though, to pick it back up, didn't you?
It's a long year. I say that quite a bit, but it is. It's a long year. You're playing your competitive basketball ever since about what? Third week in November, and for your kids to stay intense and to stay at the top of their game throughout the course of the season is awful challenging, especially for high school kids. I mean, it's hard to get it out of. You look at all the college basketball, everybody's kind of hitting a little downhill slide right now. And we hit ours mid-January. And you just kind of be patient with it, try not to make a big deal about it. That's kind of how we handled it and just kept working them, challenging them. And we did. We kind of fought through it and it's gotten a little bit easier for us to execute.
Ellen Riggins, it looks like she's got fire in her eyes the last few games. And there was a great article about her in the D&J. And she's a great girl. But, they made a great point. When she gets out there on the floor, she's pretty tough little gal.
She has. She turned the corner. I thought she was playing, extremely well early in our first round of our district season. Then she did. She particularly, for whatever reason, she kind of took a step back, and instead of being involved in the game, she kind of waited for the game to come to her. And we don't get a whole lot of Ellen when she sits back and just kind of watches and waits. And, she's turned a corner. She's gotten a lot more aggressive, gotten a lot stronger on the boards for us again, gotten more involved in the offense. It's no secret. When she plays well, when Emily Eubank plays well, Monica shoots the ball well, it makes things a lot easier. It makes it a lot easier throughout the course of the game. And then, Caitlin Oliver and Sylvia, they've all, we've just all stepped up. And, when their number's been called, they've been able to give us a big spark. So that's the reason why I think we've been successful this later part of the year.
I think you mentioned that the bench play has improved tremendously, hadn't it, over in the last 7 to 8 games.
It has. It's stepped up big. Kiara House, can't say enough about her. She had a great district tournament. She was a big spark for us. The Blackman game did a lot of good things well on defense. And I think our offense is starting to improve also. Caitlin King's been a big factor for us. She's hard to defend, just getting her the ball, getting her to score right there. She's such a big presence down low. So those two have stepped up big for us throughout the course of our district tournament. You hate to single kids out because you don't want to think with our team, we're such a very close-knit group. And without the whole team, working together, finding a way to win, we wouldn't be successful. So we can't say it's just this kid or this kid. I mean, I think we had several young ladies step up throughout the course of our tournament season. That's why we're where we're at right now.
I was talking to John Wild earlier in the morning, and we're talking about how unselfish they are about passing the ball. You have that same you've got that same quality girls too. They look at the, in fact, pass up some shots sometimes.
We do pass up some shots. I do. I think we're an unselfish group, and I think that's what you have to be in order to be successful. You know, you can tell a selfish player just by watching a team one time. You think, but whether just, you know, a little bit more about themselves versus the team, and I think that's been a big asset for us late. You know, not a lot of unselfishness. We got a common goal in mind, and we're willing just to sacrifice and give the ball up just to get a better shot, and we've done that well lately.
Before we talk about your other opponents, I want to talk about your district tournament, because that has been a little added. I mean, it's nice to have it at home, I guess, but a lot of people don't understand. There's a lot of things that you have to do that occupy your time rather than what you need to be doing. Sometimes it just happens. The score clock goes out.
Right.
You've got to handle those things on the nights you're not playing. So, but it was a successful one, and you guys did a great job. But there is a little more to that than just, okay, we're hosting.
Yeah, there's a lot of work that goes into it. But, you know, we had a great tournament director, Rick Collins, and Tommy McDaniel. They did just a super job of just, you know, taking the weight off Coach Wright and I, and just kind of doing everything, and we were just there to kind of assist. And it was a successful tournament. We very well ran, and it was a great opportunity for us to host. We talked to our kids about it. You know, this comes around every 6 years, and we're not going to see it, you know, for another seven once we add Stewart's Creek in. Let's make sure that we take advantage of this opportunity that we have, make the most of it, because it's a long time coming for we get to host a district tournament again. And I think our kids, you know, they did. They realized the importance of it, and we just capitalized off of it.
And we just get Jamie Huffman to make sure that it's the right color uniforms for the home team.
That got him confused.
It's hard, isn't it?
It is.
It's really difficult. Let's talk a little bit about Lawrence County now. We're at a crossroads here. You know, this is the game that really matters. And from everything I'm hearing, and not had an opportunity to see Lawrence County, I know you know that they're good. They're a good basketball team.
Great. Yep.
But we're expecting a really good game. But you guys have got to be ready to play when you get out there.
I think our kids understand the importance of this game. It's a, you know, it's a must-win game for us. You know, we gave them the day off just so we had opportunity to kind of look at a lot of film and prepare and get a game plan in versus just coming, bringing them in today and, you know, not really giving them anything set in stone. So we'll bring them in tomorrow. But, you know, our coaching staff's had an opportunity to watch Lawrence County. They're very talented. I mean, the Gilbert sisters are awful good. One plays down low, they'll mix it up, they'll interchange. But they're just so powerful and effective. They got a really good shooter with their point guard. They got some solid role players around them. Just these kids just know how to play basketball. You know, they've done it at such a young age. When you look at Lawrence County, you look at a lot of tradition. They're always in the mix every year for battling for a sub-state game. The community, you know, that's what they do in Lawrence County. They play basketball, and they love their girls' basketball. So there's a lot of expectations on their team throughout the whole community. They're all just so into what they're doing, and a lot of emphasis on what they're in their girls' basketball program. So, you know, they're going to be competitive. It's going to be a great, great basketball game Monday night.
Well, we urge everybody to come out. If you're an Oakland fan, or even if you're just a Murfreesboro fan, let's come out.
Right.
And it's not that big of a drive, you
nope.
know. People, Chevenville's not bad.
25 minutes down the road.
You've been down there a few times, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. It'd be great. We'd love to get everybody out and support our Lady Patriots. You know, I know Lawrence County will pack up, and they'll all get down there and support their program. So we're just hoping that we get the same kind of support when we tip it off.
Jennifer, when you get to this point and you've got such a young team, how much a factor, or is it a factor, that you and Missy have been down this road before? Can you translate that to them at all, or do you try, or does it not do any good, your experience in these games?
Wow, tough question. You know, I think teams are different, and I think with our team this year, we really have just tried to get our kids to realize, make the most out of your opportunity, because you don't know when these opportunities come around. You can't say, well, we're young, we're going to be back next year, because you never know what next year holds. We're sitting in a good situation right now. I think our kids are pretty heady. They realize the opportunity they have. They're, you know, we went down to Lawrence County, got beat, got put out of the tournament last year. Now we're playing Lawrence County on a neutral site. We know we're one game away from a sub-state game. I think our kids understand all that, you know, and they're not sitting around saying, well, we've got next year, we've got this, we got that. No, you got one shot. You know, you just don't know what next year's going to hold, and let's make sure we're ready for it. Make the most out of this.
And funny you should mention that. It seemed like against Riverdale, they had a different mindset than they had before. You know, they got down, but they just kept going at them. You know, yes.
Physical. Yeah, I think the first two games that we played against Riverdale, we kind of just showed up.
Things don't always go your way.
Yeah.
But they knew that they were going to fight till the
yeah,
end.
Yeah, I think they did. You know, I was pleased with them after that 9-0 run. We called timeout, kind of regrouped, and, you know, we did a better job of attacking and executing. And then when at halftime, I think we were down 11. We felt good and confident. Didn't think we were really shooting the ball that well in the first half. And in the second half, you know, if we make a couple layups, don't turn the basketball over, you know, you never know. It puts a little pressure on them. But I was just pleased with our competitiveness of our kids on that night. Didn't back down. We know Riverdale is very explosive. They dominate in every position. But again, I thought our kids just hung in there with them. And that's that was big for us, you know.
Well, it's a big game Monday night. Want everybody to get out there. And let's see, you're the first game. You'll be at 6
o'clock,
and followed by Riverdale Franklin County at 7:30. If you like girls basketball, that's where you need to be, isn't it?
Great ball games, yes.
Yeah.
They will be. Hope they come out and support us.
And good luck to all the girls. And we wish you good luck.
Thank you.
All
appreciate
right, and thank you for waiting and being patient.
I know, Ben.
For Mr.
In.
Dotson.
That's right. He cut in.
Jennifer Grandstaff, and good luck to her and the girls on Monday night. 6 o'clock is the airtime for that. We'll be on the air at 5:45 actually, and going to be a great game. And followed by Riverdale and Franklin County, should be another good ball game too. We're going to continue with the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Stay with us.